Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When you give up liberty, you don't get freedom or security, you get tyranny. And you'd better suspect mightily those that tell you, hey, just put these handcuffs on and get in the car and let me run your life, America, and everything will be okay, because the person doing that, 9 times out of 10, is a psychotic serial killer. And the country let the government put handcuffs on us and put us in the car, and now we're going to a deep, dark, scary place, and everybody knows in their gut something's wrong, so they put on some sideshows of torture that was meant to come out, and then now, oh, the torture's good, they cut our man's head off, and there's all these intelligence agency connections to all of this. It stinks to high heaven. We're talking to Fenton Dunn in Ireland, who has his own radio show and news site, and pointed out, we're going to air his little clip off his from his radio show coming up here again, if that's okay with him, dealing with Western voices in the background. It's very clear on the web, but by the time it goes through our computers and out the satellite and down to your radio station and out the transmitter, and I don't know if you can make it out, but go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get a link through in our stories over to his site. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Cliff in Virginia. Cliff, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine, sir.
I'm enjoying your program today as usual, and I've been listening to you for over 4 years now, and I can tell you that the information that you put out there is just out of this world. I mean, if a person really wants to learn what's going on, yours is a place where it's happening.
Well, I appreciate that, but we just try to study, and this is our life, and this is what we do. You know, somebody can be an expert on football, or they can be an expert on their family and the country, and we try to do that. If you've been listening for 4 years, you heard me get on the air for week after week saying they're going to use Bin Laden as the patsy to attack New York and the World Trade Center. Did you hear me say that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, right now I defend you tooth and nail against anybody and everybody.
I appreciate the support. It's a big responsibility. You have any questions or comments for our guest?
Yes, sir. I've been listening here for, all week, and something that I haven't heard on any program this week I think is pretty substantial as to what's going on in Iraq and just with Rumsfeld in general. And that was Monday night. It started on Nightline with Ted Koppel, and he had Congressman Murth on there from Pennsylvania. And he asked him point-blank 2 distinct questions about the draft, that if we needed one and would there be one. And I don't know if it was a slip of the tongue or whatever, but the congressman's answers to both of those questions was yes.
Oh, no, they've got 12 bills introduced, draft board set back up, selective service for women, and these people are still in denial.
Yeah.
And let me bring this up to our guest, Fenton. The denial is such a powerful emotion. People are in denial about things that are public and admitted. So how could, I mean, of course they're going to be in denial about the CIA and 9/11.
Yeah, and that denial, I think there is always a part of the consciousness that is aware of it, even though people are in denial. So that's what actually powers their subsequent aggression and overreaction.
That's why they get so angry and emotional when you just raise the point.
Yeah, and then as we move through the spectrum, we get to people who are not in denial, and they have aspects of their operations that are aimed at us specifically, which are hidden from the rest.
That's the globalists. That they know that we know. We know that they know. And there's this mass of shut off people who haven't, you know, turned their minds loose. And the question is, how do we take the blinders off? The answer is by being able to reach them, and that's why they want to shut down what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, they not only do they have the Patriot Act in terms of its legislation, which they could push the button on at any time, but they have the threat of it there as a psychological operation in the meantime, so that they're constantly saying to you and getting Tommy Franks to come out and say to you, hey, we could take over at any time, don't mess with us. Similarly, you're meant to identify with Nick Berg in pink, the victim, passive, and you're meant to take that as a threat. To middle America, that's just
you don't have any power. Lay there. We run things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we put you in an orange jumpsuit. We cut your head off. It is us. We got the power. Resistance is futile.
Yeah.
Go along with us. You're not safe. We could have martial law any minute. Why don't you just join us? Why don't you just be a coward and join us? They're talking to your subconscious, and you're joining them.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, bringing out a lot of key information. Recapping the Nicholas Berg situation, it's not just about this poor story, this sad story. It feeds into everything. We have him connected to Zacharias Moussaoui, the lead hijacker. Let's go back over a little bit of the history of that, and then we'll go to Bryant and Ed and Vince and Wesley and many others that are patiently holding. By the way, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We're talking to reporter Fenton Dunn of BreakForNews.com, his own radio show over in Ireland. Mr. Dunn, I mean, looking at this, again, you talk about intelligence agencies throwing these things out to confuse us, to get us off the trail of something they don't want us to see. We've got Fenton Dunn, according to CBS and other publications, the FBI admits it, under FBI investigation, exchanging passwords with Zacharias Moussaoui, the supposed lead hijacker. We've got him doing prison work on towers at Abu Ghraib prison. We've got him held for 13-plus days. Then they try to spin that. Then they have to admit they did hold him. All of this together, I mean, obviously the guy was working for an intelligence agency. I mean, that's 98% sure. The perfect MO, out of college, young man, you know, quitting college to go do all this. But what do you see going on here? I mean, why would they pick him? Why would the globalists pick him to kill him?
Well, they certainly, I think he'd call it a sheep dip type operation. In other words, he's looking like a Lee Harvey Oswald of 2004. This is a guy who, when you start going back through his history, you just, it's like another Oswald all over again. So no doubt he was picked out, if you like, selected, maybe among many others, and it ended up being his lucky draw, unlucky draw. But he was picked out a long time ago as that kind of an individual who could be used in such an operation. Plausible deniability, yet at the same time enough red herrings thrown around in his past. That issue with the password and him being involved with Massawi, it was, according to his father, that he was on a bus with somebody who was an acquaintance of Massawi who asked for his laptop. And then after using the laptop, took the password for the email account.
Sure, and then magically he works on towers at Abu Ghraib, and magically he gets grabbed by the coalition, and then magically he gets killed, and then magically.
Yeah, so this is so obvious and so in your face. I think what they're doing is they're moving the boundary line, of the denial point in the mass of the population. And what they will do with this boundary line is they'll slowly move it further and further. Right now, it's just to those of us who are clued in. They're saying, hey, like you said, Alex, we're big brother. We can do it whatever we like with you. You're the one in the pink jumpsuit. You're the one who doesn't get to say what is going on. We're running things. They're moving that line as more and more people are being drawn into knowing that they are what they are, until eventually they have 95% of the population moved into it, and then they just come right out front and say, hey, we're running things. But on the way
yeah,
to that
I mean, it's
process,
like torture. I mean, from overnight, oh, it's bad to, oh, it's good. They, you know, they cut his head off. They bring out the issue, then they make the excuse for it.
Yeah. So maybe 2 years ago, you couldn't be that blatant with what they're doing right now. But right now, they're aiming the PSYOP, the concealed part of the PSYOP, at so many people that they want to get a lot of people concerned as to what's going on, but still unable to do anything about it.
Yeah, let's talk to Ed and you. No, I'm sorry. Up next is Bryant in Texas. Bryant, go ahead.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, Bryant.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I got caught up because it's
well, you're
kind of
on the air now.
Okay, listen, Alex, I have several things I want to go over that I think are important. I want to say that I'm one of the people that sent you an email right away about how suspicious this looked when I first saw it on the internet, that they mixed the Berg story right exactly in the text with the worst torture gate details, as if they were attempting to go ahead and juxtapose it right away to begin the
yeah, there's no discussion. There's no discussion of beating people to death, raping women and children. That's all on the back burner now. Nobody's even hearing about that.
And then, of course, I saw this on Yahoo, so I went to see, you know, how the discussions were going, and I know they have people that are on those boards that are engaged in PSYOP that just sit in front of computers all day long, and they test these things out to see how they'll fly.
By the way, they do use the message boards, some of the bigger ones, as focus group tests. That's been admitted. Even with the normal media, MTV hires whole office buildings full of 25, 30-year-olds posing as tweenies and teenagers, selling people false grassroots buzzes about bans because kids want whatever's cutting edge and isn't establishment. So the establishment puts out, you know, fake underground movements to then make it popular and sell it. It's the same thing with adults and propaganda. Let's get comments from our guest on that.
Yeah, this is the SM PSYOP. This is the S&M PSYOP. Of course, these people know what's going through the cultural consciousness, what's the current wave. And this is the SM PSYOP. That's why you had the prison photos tied in with the Nick Berg issue. That's why suddenly the inside workings of the psychological tactics of intelligence, military intelligence, are suddenly public knowledge, because they're PSYOPing you with SM, with you as the masochist, you as the passive, powerless individual.
Anything else, caller?
Yes, here's another thing I want to mention. I was hesitant to watch the video because, you know, I'm kind of squeamish about these things. But one of the first things that I noticed right away was that I was watching it and they were reading that statement, and then all of a sudden the screaming started, and it went on for several seconds before they actually began the part of cutting his head off. And, you know, that's when, and I thought right away, well, they're dubbing that in. I mean, this is absurd, and it's not what what they had been describing in these news reports about what it was all about.
At this point, and I appreciate the call, and those are great points. Remember 2 years ago, the fat bin Laden with the nose twice the size of bin Laden's, who suddenly had gained, you know, 50, 60, 70 pounds, this fat guy, this short, fat guy. And then later they did voice analysis. They can take your voice print, make a code where it can open a door or whatever. Then they can run the false one through, and if it doesn't work, it's not the voice. They did voice print analysis. It was not him. They had to admit, okay, it's fake, but that was in the back of the paper. And so they could have made a bin Laden tape that was real. 10 years ago, they could have made a tape. That is that you can't tell the difference. That looks perfect with computer animation. Now it's very easy to do. Why didn't they put out a better fake bin Laden tape? Why? That's another question here, Mr. Dunn.
Yeah, it's part of this process of deliberate construction of mental confusion. Quite deliberate. They could hide this better. They could have done all that stuff better. They're doing it badly because currently, let's just call it 10% of the population who have got severe doubts about what happened on 9/11.
Well, 250 years ago, British naval captains had this little prayer they said, confusion to our enemies, you know, clarity to us.
Yeah.
And it's all confusion to our enemies. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, and we're the enemy in this case. And so they're deliberately marketing this at us, knowing that we are onto them. And at the same time, they want to extend the number of people who are moving through the various stages of the denial state. They want to extend that 10% to 25% of the population. That's why they're upping the ante. That's why they're pulling this operation, is they want to pull more people into subliminal and half-conscious awareness of what they're at.
Now, let me add to this. Subliminally conditioning us to accept this, they come out, and they know that the dumbbell public isn't really that stupid. They know subconsciously people know the truth. And so they subconsciously bring more of this out, the torture, then add the beheading to it to subconsciously legitimize all this by creating fear. You're the innocent person getting your head cut off. See, we can protect you. And then also, for those of us that are aware, look, you're the one that's going to be in the orange jumpsuit. Yeah, we're the ones doing it.
Yeah. So say, subsequent to 9/11, there was, say, for just argument's sake, there was 10% of the population clued in. And those 10% are going around to the other 90% saying, can you not see what happened on that? Can you not see? Look at the evidence. But no, the others don't see the evidence. What they're doing now is they want to move that 10% figure to 25%. They want to pull in another 15% who know what's going on and reduce the number of people who don't know what's going on. And they're going to keep that game up until they get the majority of people knowing what's going on. But at the same time, they'll have racked things up so much that when the NWO walk in with their peaceful UN global government alternative, you'll breathe such a sigh of relief that you're not going to be beheaded that you won't even complain.
Yeah, I mean, you know, America got out of control and did some evil things, but the UN came in to rein us back under control, and the new global system won't allow this to happen anymore.
Yeah, and don't worry, now you don't have to worry anymore. This would be the massive relief. They want to make the arrival of the NWO resolve all of these psychological conflicts which they're building up with all of this stuff.
No, you're absolutely right. Great points, Mr. Dunn. Let's go ahead now and talk to Ed in Utah. Ed, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good job, gentlemen. I have a question for your guest, Alex, and then I want to make a point. Mr. Dunn, did you ever make contact with Gordon Thomas, your fellow countryman?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
We share the same viewpoints on these matters.
Gordon Thomas is the Washington, he is the British correspondent, if you will, Mr. Dunn, for the Washington-based American Free Press newspaper. You have contacted them, though, correct?
Yes, I do have contacted them.
Okay, yeah. And like I said, Gordon Thomas, he's written a lot of things on mind control. In fact, 15 years ago, he came out with a book called Journey into Madness. And he basically corroborated much of what Alex has been saying and other people, like Alex Constantine, another CIA watchdog. But where I'm going with all this is that you may want to talk to them because of his association with their European correspondent, Chris Bolin, who is over in Europe now, and he is getting a lot of information off the bases there, U.S. bases, near NATO in Germany. And he may be able to corroborate some of your theses, sir. But anyway, my point being in all of this, Alex, and by the way, I'd like to put a clarion call out there to my fellow listeners to call the local shows. Don't worry about getting hung up on. Get the Infowars.com out there. Some of them will listen. and it has met even interviews for Mr. Jones. And I just wanted to say that. But also, notice how fast, I understand within minutes, somebody said within hours, of this story breaking on Mr. Byrd, that Sean Hannity had internet access to this. He was already linked in me.
Tell you what, stay there. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart garden. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Is the air you breathe killing you?
What?
The Environmental Protection Agency studies state that indoor air is up to 70 times more polluted than outdoor city air. Even Oprah addressed this concern on her show. Heard enough?
Sure have. How can I purify my air?
Easy. Start with a visit to purifymyair.com. Order the home air purifier. Lab tested. The home air purifier will eliminate toxins like smoke, chemicals, allergens, pet dander, will kill all germs on your countertops, and more.
Wow, where can I get the home air purifier?
Just visit the web at purifymyair.com or call 1-888-88-MY-AIR. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Use promotional code MYAIR and find out how you can receive your free bathroom ionizer or a free vacation while supplies last. The home air purifier comes with a 90-day risk-free guarantee and free shipping.
I'm going to call 1-888-88-MY-AIR, or I'm going to purifymyair.com.
All right. Jack Blood is an investigative reporter with one of our great affiliates there in Rhode Island. We're going to him in just a second. This is all over the web. He had his webmaster track back where the original video came from. It came off one of these British kind of fake Arab CIA front sites that we've seen so many of. And then suddenly, as he broadcast this on the Power Hour this morning, those paths started getting covered up. That is the trail. We're going to him in just a minute. Ed, go ahead and finish up what you were saying about Sean Hannity are having us within minutes.
Yeah, Sean, the neocon, was probably the first one in the country to push the fact that, I mean, here he is pawning himself off as a conservative. He's really a neocon working for Mr. Kissinger. And I don't know if you know that, Mr. Dunn, but Henry Kissinger is part of a cabal that put together through the Carlyle Group financing out of the Cayman Islands for the Clear Channel Radio Network, and that encompasses almost all of them. Michael the Savage, all the mics, Gallagher gets paid through that network, and so, of course, Sean the neocon. So what I'm getting at here is, and Sean went syndicated September 12, 2001. And so Kissinger has definitely got a role in a lot of this whole thing. And to that end, I'll let you go with this, Alex. I don't get to hear every one of your shows. Were you going to have on Michael Piper from the American Free Press there in Washington?
Well, I've had him on before, and I probably will. Listen,
yeah, he may have some good updated analysis on this.
Hey, I hear you. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Ed. Let's go ahead and go to Jack Blood with our affiliate there in Rhode Island. Jack, tell us what happened this morning, and then we'll get Mr. Dunn's comments on it.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for putting me in. This is a great discussion and a very knowledgeable guest. My webmaster, Super Mario Andre, who is a formidable researcher, decided to go ahead and start looking to see where this Berg video came from.
Yeah, your researcher's done a lot of impressive work, yeah.
Yes, he's a great asset, much like Paul Joseph Watson is for Prison Planet. And he started tracing the address and found this to be originated out of a London clearinghouse where they have several Arab news services working. But the interesting one, and we have all that posted on the site, the names, where this all led to. They had connections into Malaysia as well. Of course, this didn't come out of Iraq. It came out of London. So that perked our interest severely. We called in, Mario called in this morning to the Power Hour to broadcast this. And this is the thing that's really interesting, is literally within a half an hour, all of these pathways started getting covered up that led to this source. So this is obviously something that people didn't want us to see. I could literally picture some CIA agent or low-level guy who's monitoring these Genesis programs making furious calls to, what does this mean, what should I do, and then somebody got in there and started, you know, blocking access to that. But we've got it. We copied it. We have it all. At this point. But again, it tells us two things. One, you got CIA agents listening to your program and working with the information that you're broadcasting. And two, this is something that they do not want us to know. Why, I think, is the question.
Well, yeah, it isn't somebody in Iraq uploading it to this site, because they wouldn't be listening and know that we just found the paths, and you've copied all that. And have you
right.
posted that yet at jackblood.com?
Yeah, it is the second story down on headline
news.
Okay,
and we'll clone that at InfoWars.com. Let me go to comment in PrisonPlanet.com. It's been cloned right now. Need to replicate any important information. Let's get a take here from our radio talk show host and investigator from BreakForTheNews.com over in Ireland. Sir, give us your take on it.
Okay, yeah, well, just to confirm where you're headed with that story, I mean, certainly Al Jazeera were reporting that 90 minutes after the story broke, they went to that website, and it was already down. It was already offline. Yet, all of the American networks had the video. So they were either quick off the mark, or else maybe they just got a high-speed ISDN line straight into that CIA false front operation that they're running out of London.
Yeah, I mean, this is like when Colin Powell announced that you'd be seeing a Bin Laden video, and people were asking, well, we haven't seen it yet on Al Jazeera. Oh, but you will, he comments. So he knew beforehand that was going to air.
Yeah, well,
you remember that.
Take a look at Al Jazeera also, while you're at it. It's full of former BBC people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just, again, I want to underscore your point, Alex, that this isn't something that Arabs would do. They're not listening to the Power Hour, okay? Terrorists and Arabs aren't listening to the Power Hour and quickly acting. This is definitely something, some type of globalist infrastructure that was in place that started blocking the
information. Well, look, a lot of these big neocon news sites admittedly take our news and then alter it and then don't even get us credit.
Yeah.
Of course, this is cutting edge. They know, and I'm not bragging, but this, because of all of our listeners, all the information, this is what we do for a living. We're not lazy intelligence officers. We are the Patriot intelligence officers countering them, so they know they get better analysis here. Of course they're listening.
Well, anyway, Alex, I appreciate the work you're doing. You guys, this is a great conversation. And, you know, I know people are probably getting sick of Torturegate and this Berg thing, and we're picking it apart, but there's a good reason for it, and I think that this proves exactly what you guys are saying, that this is some type of psyops.
Well, there's all this interconnection. This is a big piece of it, Jack. Okay, we'll come back, do one more segment with our guests, take more calls. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Finally, a natural antibiotic breakthrough called Super Silver Solution. Developed and tested by scientists, doctors, major universities, and laboratories, making this the only patented silver product in the world that combines oxygen and silver. Super Silver Solution has been clinically proven to be at least 200 to 300% more effective in killing bacteria than any other colloidal silver on the market. Super Silver is not like any colloidal silver. It's next generation with a 100% money-back guarantee. Super Silver is the only silver product scientifically proven to kill bacteria like the drug-resistant staph, hepatitis B, eye, ear, sinus, and upper respiratory infections. Doctor recommended Super Silver is strong enough to kill anthrax, yet totally safe for everyday use by babies, children, adults, and even your pets. Call 1-800-974-1879 for a full info pack, including a 60-minute audio tape. That number again is 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Stop being naive. Stop being gullible. The New World Order overlords are masters at making you love your slavery. They know that you're psychologically lazy. They know you're deep down afraid. They make it easy for you to make excuses to go along with this. We've got to change this system. Humanity has too many great things that we need to do than to go along with this. I want to finish up with all these calls for our guests and get into some other news, but I've been really impressed with our guest, Fenton Dunn. Great news site, great radio show over there at breakfornews.com. And again, what Jack Blood's doing, incredible report after incredible report there at one of our affiliates. Just a wonderful job. And this is just chilling. His researcher's broken some other big stories and really does top flight work. Anything else, area you want to talk about or bring forward before I quickly go through a bunch of calls here from Vince and Wesley and Jennifer and Mark and Rick and others?
Okay, just to update you, Alex, on the breaking news out of England that Piers Morgan, the editor of the national newspaper, the Daily Mirror, has just been fired.
He was fired after printing what the government has charged were false photographs of British soldiers abusing troops.
Now, which also looks like a psychop, and let me break this down.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, they released these fake rape photos. When the Army report has people confessing, and there are real photos and video, they released fake ones on a classic CIA site. I said, we're not posting them. They're obviously fake. This is so when the real stuff comes out, there's this rumor floating around that it's fake. Then we see the London Mirror photos that now four different soldiers bring them, say, here are the photos. We did this. So they did their job. When we know British soldiers engage in abuse, they put out fake ones preemptively to nix the story. Is that not what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but they're also putting on the leash on the national media because they've already done a job on the BBC as a result of the Andrew Gilligan affair. So the BBC is neutered. Now they've just
And by the way, the BBC was right that Kelly was the man, that Kelly was mad, and that it's clear that all this happened. And then they have the Hutton inquiry say that they were bad and say they did something wrong. I mean, they should have won the Pulitzer Prize for it.
Yeah, I call it the Mason inquiry. You know, Hutton's the wrong name for it. But now they've taken out the editor of a national newspaper, so you can guess how the rest of the national newspaper editors following all of this are going to be watching their backs. So they're moving to control the British media fully now.
But I mean, the British people, every time I see a poll, they get what's happening. I mean, troops show up and go, here are photos. And then the British Army reports admit stuff like this is going on, but they create fake ones to nix the story. I mean, the newspaper didn't do anything when troops come to them with credentials and give them photos.
Yeah, it looks like they didn't. But Piers Morgan, of course, was also the editor who recently ran all of those Diana revelations with
her own admitted letter saying they're going to kill me in a car wreck.
Yeah, that's right. It was Piers Morgan's newspaper that ran that story. But now Piers Morgan's gone.
Very, very interesting. See how they do it, folks? It's like Fortunate Son. You know, they killed the guy that wrote the book about Bush. 98% of it was documented. They fed him some false info in the writing. The media focuses on the one part that's wrong, and then, oh, see, this is incredible. Let's go. I mean, this is what these people do. It's their job. It's their life.
Let me say that again.
This is what these people do. It's their job. It's their life to dumb you down, to confuse you, to control you. Let's go ahead now and talk to Vince in Indiana. Vince, you're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Dunn and Alex, excellent analysis. I definitely believe this is a psychological operation. Just look at the yellow walls behind Mr. Berg. It reminds you of those prison torture photos of the Iraqis, those yellow prison walls.
And it's the same white chair.
The same white chair.
The exact same model.
No, it looked like the exact one that Lindy England and her sadistic torturing boyfriend were posing with. This is a psychological operation. Now, I'm pretty much 100% sure it is.
They look so happy in those photos, all puffed up, full of themselves. And that's the type of low-grade moron that's going to people the New World Order's torture centers here. By the way, I want you to know, America, that every day there's articles about torture in our prisons, but nobody cares.
Mr. Dunn, I believe you're right about there's an ever-growing number of us that know that something is definitely wrong and there's quite a bit of evil going on at the higher levels. And now they got the dumbed-down morons carrying out their evil deeds out there in Iraq. But I think there is, in a way, we feel helpless. What can we do about this? I think that this Berg video should be used as a commercial against the Patriot Act, number one, and a reinstallation of the Bill of Rights. This man was held captive by our forces for almost 2 weeks, and then this happens to him. I think we got to turn around and use psychological operations on them.
Yeah, well, we certainly got to have our psychological defenses in place. We're meant to feel certain ways. We're meant to be influenced by these pictures that we're seeing. And it's not enough for you to go to your buddy and say, do you not realize that Nick Berg was taken out by state authorities and not by terrorists? You've got to also explain to them why that was done. That it's not enough to figure out what they are doing anymore. We've got to start concentrating on what effects psychologically they're trying to achieve.
Well, let's make this point. The globalists didn't build their New World Order overnight. We're not going to defeat it overnight. One of their tactics is to make us... One of their favorite tactics is to make us feel like we have to fix everything overnight or everything has to be perfect or where's our archetypal, you know, Schwarzenegger hero that's going to save us. And that's not how things are done. We defeat the New World Order by saying, we know you're a fraud. We're not going to go along with you anymore. We're going to stop giving you our support. We're going to turn our backs on government officials. We're not going to call you officials. We're going to call you servants. It's just all part of a process.
Oh, there's so much psychological manipulation going on here, Alex, and I'm still scratching my head to this day about you being allowed on the Coast to Coast AM program. That you are grabbing a lot of people in, and a lot of people are realizing something's definitely wrong. And I just wonder if it's all part of a plan to accept this conditioning that, yes, we are evil, and you're just going to accept it, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, yeah, I think though, in their ivory towers, they've miscalculated, and it has been leaked many times, that the globalists aren't even following their own think tank's advice, because up there in the ivory towers, they think nothing can stop them. And so people across the spectrum are waking up. They're having trouble at newspapers controlling people now. A lot of this is the breakdown of their control, because most of their control isn't overt. You're a government agent, put out lies. It is just by, you know, via propaganda and conditioning, having everybody parrot it. So they know the truth's coming out. They can't stop it. All they can try to do is spin it and control it. Let's get Mr. Dunn's comments.
Yeah, I think your observation that about the walls behind the terrorist in the Nick Berg beheading video being the same color as in the prison and the chair the same, we're meant to associate those images mentally. They are playing around not only with our minds at a conscious level, but with our sexual aspects as well. They're deliberately triggering into all of this. And as I say, you're meant to identify in this situation with the helpless victim in a sadomasochistic system where the state intends to be the sadist. And maybe what they're doing, besides frightening all those who are aware of what they're at, is they're also trying to build themselves a clique or cadre of oppressors who will finally adopt that other role, the role of the oppressor.
That's right, the role of the oppressor versus the role of the abused. The Nazis called this the cement of blood. And they would take small cadres of new SS officers, take them for torture and killing sessions, and then that would bind them together. And look, a local gang does this. Before you get to become a made member of a low-level gang, you got to rob 10 old ladies, you got to break into so many businesses. To join the most, you know, elite street gangs, you got to kill an innocent person. Same thing with La Cosa Nostra, the Italian mob, the WASP mob, the Jewish mob, all these mobs. These are the same tactics, the same messages, the same operations. Great point.
Yes, and also, Alex, it just made me laugh how our quote-unquote intelligence sources knew within, what, a day or two, who the actual killer was that cut off Berg's head?
Within a day, and notice that they used somebody who they said was killed 3 months ago.
It's just Shades of Oswald, another psychological sort of game that they're playing with us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, welcome.
Hi. Alex, I have, when I first heard about this, and I learned this young man had been warned off, I wrote it off. I figured, well, you know, if you're told that there's a room full of black powder, you don't walk into the doggone thing with a lit candle. And just tuning in today, I mean, I'm traveling in light speed trying to catch up with you guys. You mentioned something about gold rings. You mentioned something about the arms the guys were using. Would it pay for me to see this video? And if I see this video, what should I be looking for?
If it was down to me, Fenton here, if it was down to me, I wouldn't watch the video. I have to watch it as a professional journalist. There is nothing but playing their game in watching the video. Remember that this, you're not meant to find out about this by accident. You were meant to find out about it, and you were meant to find out that they did it. But this is why you're listening to InfoWars, because you're getting the bigger take, which is that is the game. We've gone beyond the details on this, and yeah, I too was swamped by them in the early stages, but we've now pulled back. I think today on the show we've gone up a major level. We're realizing what the big picture is.
And so that's the message, is that, yeah, we killed him. There's nothing you can do about it to those of us in the know, and then subconsciously for everyone, but then at the surface level for the general public, it's, oh, look, you know, you're this poor, pathetic, hog-tied person. You're going to get your head cut off. It's just, it's pure terror. And the globalists talk about terrorism all day. They're the ones admittedly putting out fake terror alerts to, quote, create hysteria. They're the ones using it and promoting it. There was terrorism in the 70s and 80s, but they didn't play it up because it wasn't their terrorism. They didn't want to scare you because that wasn't the part of the game plan.
Well, all I can say is there's a lot of armed citizens out here, and I'm one of them, and I'm not afraid. Fenton, I wanted to ask you a question. Is it your opinion that this is either solely an MI6 operation, a CIA operation, a conjoint operation? Do you have any idea?
Well, I will tell you what I think. The government has thousands of former torture masters, criminals of every type, this has been admitted, working for them in Iraq, and it's obvious that, you know, we're about to release this guy, pick him up, do this, and it's a timeline. But let me get Fenton's comment.
Yeah, it's a coordinated effort. And, you know, if you're looking for your real enemy here, it's not G.W. Bush or anybody, your real practical enemy right now is some behavioral psychologist out of the Tavistock Institute School of population manipulation techniques.
Yeah, they're in England, yes.
Yeah, these are the sophisticated operators who are putting this together. And not only worryingly do they want to scare the hell out of us and try and make us passive in this takeover process, but all of this stuff about torture is designed to recruit in a cadre of people who will be our oppressors, who will be the guards.
Yeah, this is, look, half the people I've talked to on the street are saying, torture them, kill them, it's great. This is a mass manipulation.
Yeah.
Why do you think almost every drama, every fiction TV show that shows the police torturing someone to death, torture's good? That's to mass condition, to legitimize it, so that we can go to the next level of mass torture. They're creating a giant cadre to torture you and your family.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been frightened, actually, by the number of my own neighbors that have been saying just exactly that. That's what they want. They want an eye for an eye. They want to turn around and use those same torture techniques. So that makes perfect sense to me that would be an absolutely perfect way.
Yeah, this is a mass warping. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Jennifer in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hi, how are you all doing today?
We're doing all right.
My question is this. My biggest fear is, you know, that we're not going to do anything about it. And I've started listening to your show not too long ago, and I've involved myself with a few peace organizations just to try to raise awareness and, you know, get people thinking about this stuff and to maybe just hear another side to this whole situation. And throughout the process, I've been confronted with, like y'all said, a lot of anger and hate and frustration from people. And my question is, what do we do about it? How do we come together and join and rise up to broaden, I guess, you know, to raise the awareness, and what do we do?
Well, number one, the left-controlled peace movement doesn't put out the hardcore info. They say the UN is the savior. So you've got to first point out that the UN is well-known for all these same activities, is owned by the same big banks. They've got to see that big picture, that big government doesn't save us from the corporations. Corporations control the big government. The real political paradigm is command and control versus slavery. Let me say that again. The real political paradigm isn't left and right. It's command and control versus freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Slavery versus liberty. So this is the reality. This is what we're facing. Comments, Fenton?
Yeah, I think hopefully what you're hearing on this show today is the best defense against all this. This is beyond politics. This is at the level where you're going to have to take the time to sit down, crack open a beer with the people that you know and start to clue them in on what's going on. You've got to do that because right now they're targeting the average person in the street with this material, thick material. And we've got to get to those people before they start buying into this.
Well, when you're in an Irish pub talking to people, Fenton, I mean, are they waking up in Ireland?
No, Alex. I'm telling you, it's right at the coalface in the USA where you're coming up with the hard evidence, where you've got the freedom of information that's still available to you, that the most clued in people are. And most of the people over here in Europe buy into the left-right divide. In other words, they follow the classic pattern. They identify with the peace movement, et cetera, not realizing that that's just as controlled.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Mark in Rhode Island. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Just a question and a comment, gentlemen. The first thing is, as far as the them taking out a civilian, do you think it has more of a greater impact for us in the populace to know what's going on, to take out a civilian as opposed to a soldier?
Well, absolutely. That's the whole point of it. That's why they hung the four, and I believe they did from the evidence, and had the news crews right there, hung the four contractors up. Go ahead. Comment on that, Fenton.
Yeah, I mean, the U.S. military in Baghdad have made a comment that every time there seems to be an atrocity, those pesky Al Jazeera guys happen to be there, you know, and why don't they just bug off? Well, of course they're there, because they're part of this as well. they're marketing all this stuff at the Arabs, and they're the other side of the...
Yeah, why is Al Jazeera the network they bring us? Why was it set up through BBC channels, exactly?
Yeah, they're recruiting a whole army, which will be their opposition.
And that's double-sided. Yeah, they're recruiting a new Arab army, which Rumsfeld's P2OG said, we're going to create terror attacks. We're going to kill people to get the Arabs to attack us to widen the war.
Yeah, this is a slow-burn war, under-resourced deliberately, which was meant to burn away until they could get this latest stage of the PSYOP moving.
And then, we got to have a national draft. They cut our man's head off. They blew up New York. They released smallpox, whatever. And, in fact, Fenton, what do you see coming next?
I wish I could summarize very quickly. I'd rather get on to our guest, and I'll try and summarize it, Alex. I couldn't do it off the fly. That's too big a question.
I hear you, Will. anything else, Mark?
Yeah, one more thing. You think it's a coincidence by any chance that this gentleman who perished there, Nick, his last name happens to be the same as the lawyer representing Ellen Mariani in the lawsuit against President Bush?
Very interesting. I wouldn't want to draw conclusions on that.
Yeah.
We have Berg being investigated in 9/11 with passwords with Michelle. We have him doing work at Abu Ghraib. We have him being held for 13 and a half days, being released right into CIA to... hands. Never say Al-Qaeda again. Al-Qaeda. That's admitted fact. Thanks for the call. One last call from Rick in Reno when we get back. Sorry to the other callers. We'll get some final comments from our guests. Hit one or two articles. I'll plug my videos, and we're out of here for this Friday edition. Be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, with rebroadcast throughout the weekend. So please stay with us. We shall return.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, I walk back
They want to bring their evil out. They want to bring their evil out in the open and get us all to accept it. We don't have to do that. Before we go back to our guests and a final phone call, again, I've made 10 films, all over 2 hours long, absolutely riveting, waking people up in a big way, giving them the big picture. This is part of the conditioning, is just giving you a piece here, a piece there. We give it all to you. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, America Destroyed by Design. You want to see the mental illness of these sociopaths carrying all this out, their religion of death. See where Skull and Bones meets when they're old men. Get my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Videos are $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more. That's an $18 discount on a three-tape special, and so on. My book, 9/11, Descent to Tyranny, over 220 pages, only $12. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, is amazing. Elite Sponsor Terror in the New World Order, $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 when you buy one to give it as a gift. Get my videos. Make copies of them. Get them out to people. 1-888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our Secure Safe shopping cart. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. You better wake your neighbor up today, or they're going to be loving the torture when you're getting drug off to the FEMA center that General Franks and General Eberhard have talked about how wonderful it all is. Seriously, go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv as well, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great site. Let's go to Rich in Reno. Last caller. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Rick.
Rick, okay.
Would you put the show, can you put the show available on your website for downloading and listening today, today's show?
I believe Paul Watson is going to have this as a feature on PrisonPlanet.tv.
The sooner the better. I've got folks on the websites I deal with who are hungry for this. I've got to hear it.
So you think this is, I think this has been a really good broadcast.
Today's show is priceless. We've got to hear this. We got to discuss it.
Well, tell them to tune in tonight from 9 to midnight. It'll be a rebroadcast.
I will. Thank you.
Anything else?
Thank you both for your good work.
Well, you know, I could never, you know, I mean, I just have seen his website, looked at it, his radio show. Good information. Never talked to him before. We're in complete agreement. I can meet somebody, you know, say here in Austin, a new friend of mine named Stefan, who works in the film industry, and to talk to him, he's from California, it's like talking to myself in the same pattern, the same things, the same analysis. I can meet somebody from another country. Once you know the truth, you know what's going on. People on the left-right divide, as Mr. Dunn called it, can't see it. Mr. Dunn, what do you say to that?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to check up, there's another website as well, wagkingdom.com. And I'm just so glad this show is here, Alex. I'm just so glad that your show is here and taking this considered look at things, because we need it right now. We need to really tune into what's going on.
Did you say WAG Kingdom?
Yeah, WAGKingdom.com.
All
we'll
right.
Get some of the analysis of that, plus the other great psyop they ran, which was the Sham Saddam scam, where they pretended to have caught Saddam Hussein.
And then it's quietly admitted in major papers that he was held a month before by the Kurds.
And I would like to answer that question that you put to me about where are they going to hit us next.
Well, we'll have you back on.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you the Golden Gate Bridge, because Arnie is the man who is going to come riding to our rescue as movie turns into reality. So I wouldn't rule out something in the West. And, of course, we know the Sears Tower is a clear target as well, due to the recent report.
You think Arnold's going to save us, and after his leadership, we'll need to get rid of the amendment that doesn't allow him to be president?
Oh, yeah, I think that Arnie's going to feature in this, so therefore you can expect whatever goes down, there's going to be something happening out west.
You know what? Absolutely. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Okay, take it
easy. I'm going to save you. Going to see what I did for you. I will be your president in the new Reich. Take care, my friends. God bless.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.